Blog Talk Radio.
You know, my name is Dub Knight. I'm not doing music for fun. I dealt with some people, you know, said, oh, you're doing it for fun. I'm like, where are they from, you know? They don't, I mean, they act like they live in Nebraska or Kansas. This is near Hollywood, you know. I'm not doing music for fun. Dub Knight, me, is me. I'm a songwriting artist. I say this because I deal with people who are just so whacked in my around me, you know. Someone was talking about a rock band. There's no rock band. I haven't been in a rock band in years. They must be living in 20 years ago. And I told you about the danger, the anti-social situation with someone who was obsessed on women and some people who were... They used to live on land and the votes and coming over here 20 years, two years later. You know, people, you know, being a famous, a little fame for podcasts or from, could bring people with some sickness. We had to be careful in the society with people with mental health issues. But how can I do it for fun? Is there already released to indie labels for people to buy? People can actually buy my record. I'm not doing music for fun. I wanted to tell you my Hollywood Dreams Forever album is released. That's like it's just part of that dream, you know. But there's a lot of people out here who have that same dream. And you know, it's like I realize the difficulty of making it in the Hollywood industry. When some, you know, it's like, that's what it is. I defy myself, you know. I'm trying to stay with people, you know, to be an artist, you know, we like to go float, and, you know, it's hard to be, you know, jump up into the clouds of creativity. But I have to keep my feet on the ground while I'm looking up high in the clouds to stay stable. That's why I don't do no drugs, no alcohol, because being a creator, you know, I've seen people, creators, deteriorate. And a lot of creators do drink and do drugs, enhance their creativity, but not me. It just do the opposite. And as well as I can't be around other people who have, you know, it's okay to drink. I'm just saying, if you want to have a glass of beer, I'm fine. But I'm saying the alcoholic or a drug addict, I can't deal with it. You know, I'm not, you know, I have to be sober, keep my mind fresh. But again, I'm not doing the music for fun. I said in the last episode, when I do these creative things and create podcasts, it's not a reality show. I'm not on no TV show for somebody to do it or camera to do that. But I hope if I got that opportunity, that'd be great. But my art, the main thing that I do is write songs, and you know. Some people say, why am I releasing these songs? Because it's risky. And I says, probably, you know, but I want to make it an industry, you know, so I have a chance to be indie artist. But don't get me wrong, I ain't that gullible. I copyrighted and published every one song because I did hear about the people saying about releasing music, you know, stealing all that. I'm not doing it for fun. I'm not doing it for no hobby. And when I say that in the lyric, I mean, just play for fun and have fun and that's it. That's not what I came to Hollywood. If that was the equation, I would never came to Hollywood in the first place. I never came to Los Angeles in the first place. But again, be careful. You know, if you're an artist and you're on online like me, or, you know, there are big celebrities, especially it happens to big celebrities all the time, like Taylor Swift, or if you're royalty like Meghan, or political figures like Joe Biden, or athletes like Rafa Nadal, or if you're an athlete, if you're political, or if you're, in the public eye, actor, singer, or a very low celebrity who anybody knows like me, and you're on YouTube, you can attract crazy people in your environment. So be careful. Because I have people, these people say, oh, I'm doing it for fun, Rock Band. There's no Rock Band. I haven't done Rock Band anymore. Why is they mentioning a Rock Band? I haven't done it for years. Are they stuck in the past or something's wrong? Be careful. Mental health is important to address, because creators, stimulate our mental health, but a lot of creators struggle with mental health issues. And being careful to stay away from people who have mental problems. Like I told you earlier, you deal with people directly. Society is getting tough, but what I want to say is I'm a songwriting artist, and I released my Hollywood Dreams Forever album. It's released to the public for you to buy or to you to listen to, professional, on a small scale. My goal is to go further up. Yes, I do have the ambitions to be like Taylor Swift, but I didn't get that break. That is my goal. So I'm not doing music for fun, but music is so enjoyable. It should be shared around the world. And that's what I need to do. And if you have a dream, you go for it. Go for as long as you can, because if you go further, it will happen. Also, if you write a song, copyright the song. Because, remember you just recently had a case with Ed Sheeran being accused of stealing from Marvin Gaye. It has happened a lot. Just be careful. Copyright your song. 3, rationale, basic common sense. Stay safe and hang around good people, creators. Because the creative lifestyle is very risky. Of all the lifestyles, being a creator, being a singer, songwriter like I am, musician, it is very hard to make a buck. So I leave it there. But my Hollywood Dreams Forever is about my music. And I released my song, Bass and Jam Part 2. Good day, good night, from Dark Knight.